Hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Spooky Tangent Trio. Ooh. You know how we like all things dead? I don't know. Murder, you know, serial killers.
All things macabre.
Yeah, all things macabre. So we're going to go into ghost stories.
What does that mean? What?
Macabre?
Macabre. It's like twisted and dark. And
scary, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've learned a new word today.
Wait till you see how it's spelled. It ends with R-E.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Macabre.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I was like, why are you talking about corn macabre? Yeah.
You've probably seen it written down and just not realized that you've seen it written down.
I'm going to look it up after. Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to go off some stories that we found on Reddit, because Reddit is the place to go for research. It's the new Google. It's facts.
Yeah. It's facts.
Yeah. Okay, the first story
It's the new Wikipedia.
Oh, it totally is the new Wikipedia, yeah.
But way better, and everybody actually listens to it.
And you get to respond to it, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a basic story to go first. So the story starts like this. My grandma passed away 3 years ago. Her birthday was in January. In 2020, her number was still active. It was a prepaid number. If you pay X amount, your number would stay active for a year. Just after midnight on her birthday, my mom sent her a text message saying, "Happy birthday, mom." Just before 1 a.m., she received a text from that number saying, "Thank you."
Oh my God.
We went over the next day to find the phone exactly where she left it before she died, and the battery was dead.
Creepy.
Imagine that.
That'd be like, so, but it would also be so sweet.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, shit. She didn't pass over to the other side. How do I push her there?
Yeah. Get the sage.
Like the fact that she's still, I don't know. How would that even happen?
I'm proud that she could text in the first place. Go, grandma.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. I don't even think I'd want to go over to check to see where the phone was.
Oh, I would have to. I'd go into the messages, make sure my message, like, history was there. Like, could you imagine if you opened it and on the mom's phone, it had the incoming text, but not the outgoing text?
Oh, that would be insane.
Right? Then it's like, actually, where did it come from?
Yes. That would be so much creepier.
Yeah. There was a short story by Stephen King that was kind of like that. I think it's called Mr. Harrington's Phone. And it's about a kid who starts working for this old man. And as technology upgrades, he ends up getting this old man a phone so that he can look at his stocks live.
Right.
And it changes this old guy's life. But basically, he becomes obsessed with the technology. And then when he passes away, the kid keeps getting text messages from this neighbor.
Oh.
And yeah, it gets really eerie. Very King.
Yeah, very Stephen King. A lot of the Reddit feedback was just, people like to share their own stories then. And I love it. I'm always like, oh my God, tell me yours.
Yeah.
This one always scares the shit out of me. Anything to do with, I think, like hospitals or some kind of the old type mental institutions. I just think everything's haunted. I don't know.
Yeah, like institutions.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved in any of that. So I think this one's from a paramedic or EMS. I was in the basement of the hospital grabbing a new gurney as ours was ripped apart from a violent patient. It was 3 a.m. You already know you shouldn't be in the basement of a hospital at 3 a.m. Like, this is a classic horror story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're asking for it.
It's like, don't go down there.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring a flashlight.
Honestly, grab it at like 4 or something. Like, why did you
take 2:55?
Take somebody with you. Why would you go alone? I would never go alone. Even if it was 8 a.m., I'd be like, yo, I need two people. Let's go.
Yeah, one recording, one on lights.
Exactly. So It says PICU, so I'm guessing that's pediatric ICU, was on the third floor, and it was locked down for the night. No visitors in the hospital. The basement storage unit was packed with stuff, so when I felt my shirt get pulled, I assumed I caught it on an object. Then it happened again, only this time I heard a little girl's voice crystal clear say, "I'm lost." My heart was pounding. I felt all the hairs on my body stand up, and I called my partner down to help with the gurney. First, I would have run away like a little bitch.
I would have been like, don't find me. If you're lost, don't come to me.
It's all the classic horror movies with the little kids that get like possessed and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
And kids in a hospital is like a double whammy.
Yeah. Did you guys ever watch... Oh, shit. Like all the old Poltergeist and Exorcist and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The first couple of Poltergeists are really good. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But doesn't that...
No, I would never watch that.
Seriously?
No.
That movie has a haunted past as well.
Yeah.
The little girl that's from it passed away.
Yeah.
Was it during filming or right after filming?
I think right after.
Like of natural causes or...
Supernatural, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Oh my god.
No. I believe you. I'm like,
gasp.
Oh my god, yeah. I don't know. Ooh, it's like my kid was the worst, the middle one. Cause she had long hair when she was little, like the kid from The Ring and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, The Grudge, Samara.
Every freaking time, middle of the night, she would just come stand beside our bed till one of us woke up. And it wouldn't be like, hey, mom, hey, dad. She would just stand there silently, you know, hair drawn across her face. And
yeah.
Every time scare the shit out of us. Because you can, like, even when you're sleeping, you can, like, feel someone's presence, right? Like,
oh, it's scientific.
Yeah.
It's scientific. Like, when somebody is perceiving you, something in your brain triggers, like, we're being observed.
Yeah. Like, you can just feel that energy, and it's like, and it honestly scares the shit out of us every time. And then we're like, can you just, like, announce yourself and be like, mom, dad, you know,
yeah.
Like, wake us up or something. Don't just stand there staring at us like a creep.
But that was my style, too. As a kid, whenever I was scared or I needed my parents in the night, I felt so awkward, like, waking them up, so I would just stand and literally hover over them. And then it's like, when they acknowledge me, they get scared, and are like, and I'm just like, I had a dream. And, you know.
Get away from my smarts, you're crazy.
Oh shit, that's funny.
It's like, I feel better knowing that they wake themselves up and I didn't do it. I'm like, oh, now that you're up, I had a bad dream.
Oh my god. I guess that's every kid's thought process then. It's like, oh, I don't want to wake them up.
But know? I want them awake. Yeah.
Yeah, but I need them. I need mommy, daddy. Another thing that freaks me out is, like, I don't know about you lot, but in our culture, we always say, like, kids are connected.
Yeah.
When they're young. And not more in a supernatural way, just more in an organic way. They can feel and see and experience things that as adults, it kind of phases out and you grow out of it. So this is a little story. My dad passed away when I was just 8 months old. When I started talking, I would tell everyone that I see daddy. My mom would even walk in on me talking to my daddy in the crib. Strange thing is, my mom never taught me the word daddy since I wouldn't be needing it. Oh, that's sad.
Oh, that's so sad.
You don't Are need you... to say daddy.
Yeah, you can learn stepdad.
And then it was like, to make things weirder, when I was 4 years old, I came downstairs and told my mom that daddy had come to visit me. I told her that he was coming to get grandma and take her with him. Not even an hour later, my mom gets a phone call that my grandma passed away.
That kind of stuff is insane to me. Like, there has to be some sort of connection to the other side, like the ether plane.
Get rid of that kid.
Maybe his name was Damien. Who knows?
Yeah, Damien. Recycle that child.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he, like he said, he goes on to say that he doesn't, like, he kind of grew out of it and it stopped as he got older.
Yeah.
But it was just something that he
for most kids it does, they say. It's like as soon as they, that's like their innocence is them connecting to like another plane or another world. As soon as you lose your innocence, you can't see your grandma's gonna die. Like
Yeah, it's definitely a connection. My grandma, my great grandma was like that too. She would like phone somebody and say, "Oh, how is so and so after that fall?" And like 2 or 3 days later, they'd fall down the stairs. Or like when one of my aunts had their child, my great grandma the night before had a dream that they gave birth to a girl and it was a girl.
Yeah, my mom was like that. Like when my sister was, we were at her house and she was like, "I had a dream that I dropped a bunch of eggs and I saw all these eggs." And we're like, "Oh, okay, it's super weird." And like the next week, my sister found out she was pregnant.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. And every time my mom has a dream about raw meat, somebody in our family dies.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up.
I've never told you guys
this. No.
Oh, nah. So we always feel nervous.
Oh.
She's like, "I had a dream about raw meat." We're like,
jeez. I'd give her a dream journal and start interpreting it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's been right.
Wow. Like every time.
Yeah, she's like, "Is it you, Jesse?" I'm like, "No." And then my sister's like, "Oh, I'm pregnant." And we're like, "Oh, that's weird." So the egg dream was mom, was right, was about you.
Yeah. Oh, do eggs symbolize like fertility and stuff in dreams?
I don't know, but she was like, "I just kept seeing eggs." And we were like, "Okay, that's weird. Why are you telling us that?" She's like, "There were so many."
Is she having more than one, do you think?
Oh. No, she said no, but just one. And then, like, my mom has lost 2 siblings. Like, her sister passed away last week.
Oh, no. Last week.
So she lost her brother at the beginning of the year, and now her sister.
That's scary.
That's sad.
Yeah, and it was like, she was like, "I had another dream." And we're like, "Maybe it's just because you just came from a funeral." I mean.
Yeah. It's like leftover.
Nope. It's true. So now we all get really nervous.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's just getting that time is coming, though, now.
I mean, she has 16 brothers and sisters, so, like...
Yeah,
but still, it seems young.
Peyton and I was like, yeah but still.
And I'm like, eh! Yeah.
I can imagine the age difference is quite vast, then, from, like, the oldest to the youngest.
Yeah.
Our grandparents are all gone now, so I feel like now we look at our parents and... We see what we saw when we were younger, when we were looking at our parents, and now our kids are looking at their grandparents, and they're seeing the same.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Sad.
Do you guys have any ghost stories?
Yeah, I found a good one today. This one was from old Faithful, good old trusty Reddit. So it starts, "This story was submitted by Maria and happened to her when she was visiting,
When you said this story, I thought you were going to make the story submitted for the approval of the Midnight
Society. I call this story spooky.
Maria. Yeah. Okay.
I used to want to be part of their club so bad when I was younger. Okay, so.
Me too.
This story was submitted by Maria and happened to her when she was a child visiting her grandparents in Jordan. Quick little side note, Maria's grandparents' house was built on top of an old cemetery from the 1800s. So while the adults were out visiting other family, the cousins were together at the house trying to keep themselves entertained, but rather than playing board games, one of the older cousins suggests that they put a cell phone in the second living room, because this house had like 2 main living rooms. Apparently there was a lot of paranormal activity in this living room, so the children were explicitly forbidden for entering it. So the plan was to set the phone to record and see what they catch. This is when things took a turn.
Oh my God.
After about 6 minutes, they started to hear loud banging and strange groaning noises coming from the second living room.
Someone was having sex. Carry on.
Yeah. From upstairs.
A ghost orgy.
One of the older kids tells them to run into the kitchen and start praying the Quran. The kids were so scared that they were played the TV on loud and started repeating verses from the Quran over and over again, when out of nowhere, the TV completely shuts off and they hear a loud gasp. At this point, Maria starts to lose it because she's only 9 and tells everyone to run into their grandma's room and hide. So they close the door and start to pray. And then about 15 minutes later, they hear loud thuds and footsteps from the hallway that last until the adults come home around 3 a.m. The adults come home and are questioning the kids as to why they're hiding in the grandparents' room with all the lights off in the house. The kids were confused because they were so scared when they ran into the bedroom that they left all the lights in the house on. After the parents were home and the kids were feeling brave enough, they go into the second room, living room, to get the phone and see what they recorded. They are all speechless because in the video, you can clearly see a man and he is slowly walking, making his way towards the camera. And then there's a woman coming out of the corner, looking completely beaten up and groaning as if she's in pain, and slowly walking towards the phone as well. When the kids showed the video to their parents, they were all completely terrified, and it's been 7 years since, and no one in the family speaks of that night. The end.
You're really good at telling ghost stories.
I was going to say, what the hell? I'm so terrified right now. Jesus.
Oh my God, nobody talked about it.
No, I would be like, you guys, do you remember that video? I'd send it to the group chat.
Yeah, right? I'd be posting that shit like nobody's business.
Absolutely. I love anything that has like found footage. Like as I'm scrolling through TikTok, every time it's like ghost caught on camera, I get really excited. But half the time you look at it and you're like,
it's so stupid.
This has got to be bullshit.
I'm kind of like, oh yeah.
Yeah. As soon as it looks fake, I'm like, you've ruined my day.
I kind of did see one that kind of looked real. It was a guy that was driving down a street. A woman was in front of him and he like drove through her. And he quickly stopped because he shit himself and he got out. And then he's like looking around to see if he hit someone, which was nice because he wasn't doing a hit and run. He was trying to figure out if he actually killed someone.
We're all like, okay, well.
And apparently, and then there's other cars that have the same experience on that same piece of road. So I don't know. Maybe it's CGI, maybe it's fixed, but it kind of looked real to me.
Yeah. I saw another one or listened to another story that was like that. But it was in Hawaii, and it was this kid who was telling his mom's story from when he was a baby. And on the northern part of the island, there is where he lived, and his mom worked on the western side, which was all the resorts and stuff. And so she would work a couple of days on just to get like one day off to spend with him. Mm-hmm. So on her way home from her last, like her third shift in a row, she was driving down this like really desolate road to get back to her hometown. And she was nodding off and kept, cause she had been up for 36 hours. So mm-hmm. she kept nodding off. And one time when she woke up, she could just tell that there was a presence like in the car with her. Yeah. She knew somebody was sitting beside her, but refused to move her head to look at him. And it was this big Hawaiian guy, crossed arms, like she said he almost was too big to fit in the seat, but he didn't say anything, she didn't say anything to him. And then after a few minutes she got comfortable and realized like he was kind of there to protect her.
Oh, wow.
So the more comfortable she got, the more sleepy she got. And as she started to nod off again, every time she closed her eyes, that side of the road would bright up like a light, and she would wake right up and get back home. And so when she finally parked, she was ready to turn and thank him, and he was gone.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ghost so saving little, lives, hey?
Yeah.
I know.
One human,
I feel like there's
time.
Lots of that. Lots of ghost stories from popular roads or like interstates. It's usually like a woman who's either been killed on that road and is trying to help you, or is like somebody trying to get you off of the road and derail you.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. Hmm. Have you guys ever experienced anything paranormal?
Yeah, here and there, some small things.
Oh, do tell. With all them black cats, no wonder.
Yeah. Well, we had, when I lived in Riverbend, like a smaller community, my parents sponsored somebody to come from the Philippines. And so we just sponsored her as like our housekeeper kind
what?
Of.
This is wow. We are definitely learning things yeah. about each other.
Oh, her name was Charito, and she was a little bit crazy.
Did she bring the ghosts with her?
She honestly, yes, she did. Like at one, there was one night I remember where I wanted to watch the movie Leprechaun, the horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely shouldn't have. I was very young.
Yeah.
But I was so adamant, and it was a stormy night, and we had a swing set in the backyard. And so she had convinced me, you see those swings swinging? That's the leprechaun, and he's watching you.
Oh, my God.
So I was terrified for that movie, and I'd never seen it before. But she would do weird stuff, like put, like my sister would find power drills in her underwear drawer, and this woman was out to lunch. But
I mean, that doesn't sound weird to me. Power drills.
They vibrate a little bit, don't they?
There was a drill bit on the end, if that changes things.
No, it doesn't. Stop. Not even a little bit. What do you mean?
Not if you're a professional and you know how to use
them. I know. She could have put like a little bar of soap on the end, but in the shower.
Very sudsy in there then.
Yeah.
But one of the nights she was watching us from our old kitchen, you could see up into the second level.
Right.
And so you could see the bottoms of everybody's door. And we kept one night, we kept staring at my parents' bedroom and there was nobody there. But the light kept flicking on and then it would stay on for a few minutes and then come off and then flick on again. So I remember that as a kid.
Okay. That's terrifying.
And then when we, when Sarah and I went to New Orleans, we did a haunted ghost tour, which was so cool. Highly recommend to anybody.
Oh, I don't think I can. I'm just too scared. Do they sage you afterwards?
Well, no, they don't sage you. It's drinking, so they give you shots at each bar.
Sage, not
so that's
provided.
Kind of like cleansing.
No, you need to sage after, man. Ugh.
But we ended up getting really drunk because there was a lot of locations to stop at, and they would tell the local history from that one place. The one guide told us that if you ever wanted to like capture spirits, you have to give them an offering. So we were like so drunk, and we went into Walgreens and picked up Nutter Butters and like wasabi flavored almonds or something. And we thought that that would be a suitable offering for them to let us take their pictures.
God. Wow.
And yeah, in one of the shots, there's like a little like glowing orb that looks like it's just coming across.
My only like, what's it called?
Experience?
Encounter.
Experience was what I told you guys was in New Orleans. When we went to that hotel with that creepy
picture.
Yeah, the painting in it.
Yeah, that was a good story.
That was a really good story. Go back and listen.
I can't believe you guys were so into it. I was like, okay, but it was so terrifying.
Was that a Halloween episode?
I think so,
yeah. Go back and listen.
Go back and listen to it. We're not going to tell you the story. You have to go find it yourself.
Yeah. It was, it's still to this day the scariest thing ever. I mean, my girlfriend always talk about it.
Oh, that's why I don't think I can go there. Like, I'm scared.
I feel like there's definitely energies there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
You can feel it.
Yeah. All the voodoo shops and hoodoo shops. And there's definitely lots of energy.
Mm-hmm. The only thing my mom ever told me about was when I was little and my aunt passed away, that I refused to go to bed because I kept saying that she's in the closet. I remember, even growing up, I was always scared to go into that room and into that closet. Always. But when I was older, I didn't know why. But then my mom told me what I used to say when I was little. And I was like, oh, okay. That makes sense. I still, thinking about it, like, kind of freaks me out.
Is there any place in your house, well, not you, Peyton, that you are
I'm looking at the entire place.
Yeah. As he does a 360. Yeah.
So, is there anything in your house currently that kind of creeps you out? Or like, are you afraid to go to your basement or your attic or your garage?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Yeah, it's because we both live in New
York. Yeah, I was going to say, it's too new for me to be afraid of it.
Yeah, my parents had a 4-level split. And so like, it has a lot of levels and a lot of like rooms in it. And that one kind of creeps me out sometimes, like the furnace room. But
yeah,
no, I don't feel nothing in the house. And I feel energy. Like when I go to some people's houses or like to a place, I'm just like, ooh, this is giving me shivers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I'm bit benign to that. Like I feel more people's energies, the living, less the dead. So if
That too. Like when I meet somebody, I'll be like, you're bad energy.
Yeah, you do have a good read on energy.
I do. Like I feel really bad for saying this. I know she's not going to listen to this episode, but like I met my friend's new boyfriend and she was like, what do you think? And in my mind right away, I was like, no, absolutely not. And I was like, he's hiding something. Wow. And boy, did he ever.
Wow.
And I said to my husband too, I was like, I feel like he's low-key gay.
And was he?
And my sister's like, you're so fucking rude. And I was like, I know. I shouldn't have even said that, but I thought it right away. I was like, he couldn't look me in the eye. And he was like trying really hard to like make jokes and stuff. And I was like, I don't like you.
Oh.
Was my thought in my mind. But I've never seen her so happy. And so I didn't want to.
Rain on that parade.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he's nice. He's pretty cool. I was like, just give it a few more months, you know, get to really know
him. Yeah, get to know him slowly.
Yeah. Because he was moving like really fast, but I was just like, oh, you know what? When you vibe with somebody, you vibe with somebody. Like when I met with my husband, like we really enjoyed each other and.
We continue to enjoy each other.
Yeah. Long story short. He's not a great person.
Okay, sidetracking to dates then. What's your biggest red flags? If someone was to do X on a first or second date, what would make you ask a lot more questions? And what would those questions be?
When they love bomb you too fast.
Okay.
Or when they say like...
You're so amazing for me. You're so perfect. It's like, it's just excessive. Yeah. And you're like, what are you fucking doing?
Or when they think like, oh, I low-key want to kill somebody. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Remember that was my story?
Yes, that was. I do remember.
My sister was even like, sorry, you had an ex tell you that he wanted to kill somebody? I was like, yeah, didn't I tell you? Yeah. She's like, I feel like I don't know you. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, like we're just learning about your Filipino.
Cerrito? Yeah, God bless her.
I was like, well, this explains your pancit, love.
Yeah,
like,
honestly, my adobo.
Yeah, like it actually makes so much sense now. A lot of things are like, pieces are coming. This podcast is just enlightening.
Oh my God. Secrets. Yeah. We have an episode called Secrets. That's a Patreon episode, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. It went from ghost stories to. The secrets of the podcasters. And Jesse's friends that she's not going to
hear. Yeah. This is our Reddit AMA. Ask me anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh.
No, the only reason I ask is because obviously I had a deranged marriage. So, you know. So I'm always curious. Like, I know the evolution of dating and it's gone, like, you know, digital now. And, you know, people are meeting each other over... whatever.
I don't think I ever want to, if I was going to go back in time again, I don't think I ever want to meet someone online. No.
No. It makes dating hard.
It makes it hard. I want to meet you in real life. I've already done all the, like, I've met you. Let's go from there. I don't want to meet you online. I don't want to be putting on my best photos when I know I don't look like that ever.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to see me at work looking like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I always think of when I watch 90s sitcoms is like, this was the golden age of dating. When you would be behind somebody in line for a coffee and you would just be like, hey, I take mine with two sugars too. What's your number? Nowadays, like you don't ask what somebody's number is. You'd be like, what's your Insta? Or like, show me your...
Do you have Snapchat?
Yeah. They would want to see like a really curated... list of who you are. They don't want to find out who you are. They want to
don't
know
want to
everything.
Find out who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
And like red flags. Another big one for me is like, I don't like the feeling of taking care of somebody. And so if on the first or second date you get so drunk that you become a different person, it's all gone from there.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. If you become a nasty drunk or like a belligerent drunk, it's like, the biggest
or
ick.
Even like a constant drunk that you don't know how to just have a good time and have a limit, no?
Yeah, to just have a pint here or there. It's like, oh no, one pint is 9 pints and
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So yeah, that's a huge red flag for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even a red flag, that's a curtain.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you guys my ghost story. I have maybe like one and a half. I'll tell them like really fast. The first one was about this young boy. He said he was 7 years old and he always could hear someone whispering in his ear. It would just sound like this all the time.
Oh, and they would fuck, just whisper already.
Yeah, like one or two words. And he's like, it was weird. Like they weren't saying anything mean or malicious, but they'd be like butterflies, little cats, or like jump up and down or something. He's like, it wasn't anything like that would make him scared, but he was just like, what is that? And he said it was really low, but it sounded like the person was right beside his ear all the time.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that sounds like schizophrenia, but that's
okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's a condition.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so like one night he like woke up from his sleep. Again, this sounds like a typical ghost story. And it was, oh, not one night. It was Christmas Eve.
A magical night.
A magical night. So he woke up and it was Christmas. And he's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And he saw like a red light and some bells jingling. And he's like, Santa.
Yeah, of course.
So he like wanted to peek and be like, oh my God, what gifts is Santa bringing me? So he was walking down the stairs from upstairs, holding onto the wall, and he was trying to be super quiet. And all of a sudden he heard this loud voice that said, get upstairs now, right at his ear. But he's like,
oh my God,
there was nobody behind him, in front of him, nothing. And he made it halfway down. And then he like quickly ran back upstairs and was in his bed. As soon as he like put the covers above his head, they heard this loud bang in the house. And then he heard his parents like wake up and rush downstairs, and he just pretend like he didn't come outside or anything. So in the morning, it must have been close to dawn or something. In the morning, the parents were like, had the police over, and they were checking, and like the kitchen had all been destroyed. The sink had been pulled out from the wall.
Oh my God.
Everything in the fridge had been taken out. The Christmas tree had been down. Like brought down.
Damn, Santa did a home invasion.
And he was like, and in the Reddit comments, somebody was like, that was not Santa, that was Satan.
Yeah.
But the way they wrote it was S-A-T-I-N. They're like, that was Satan. It gets easy to get those two people confused. And someone's like, I think you mean Satan, not the claw.
Not Satan.
Yeah. Oh, God,
and so as soon as I read that, I stopped being scared immediately because I was like, that's
right. Oh, satin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was satin, dear. It's a terrible cloth.
It's actually quite lovely on the skin.
Yeah. You should use it as a pillowcase, so, apparently.
I think you mean Satan. Oh. And he's like, yeah. They're like, that's not how you
spell it. Oh, bless.
Yeah. And then the second story was like, these two kids, well, it wasn't kids, it was teenagers. They were part of Hurricane Gustav. I can't remember where they said it was. In 2008, there was a hurricane. And they had to get out from their small town. And they went into the city or something. And they had to evacuate one of the nursing homes into a school. So it was like, he's like, I was there with like 90% old people. But they had put most of them into the gymnasium. And like, they were all kind of just talking amongst themselves. He's like, the place was like super musty and smelly because it was super hot and because the hurricane was still like and wet.
Yeah.
But it was dead quiet. It was so quiet. People were talking, but not very loudly. And then all of a sudden it was like super quiet and nobody said anything. And so his friend was like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. Will you come with me? So they went to the bathroom and there was no electricity because of the hurricane. So they had their lamp lights and they had to walk down the hallway. And they had their lamp and they shone the lamp light down the hallway. And there was like this old man sitting in a wheelchair. And they're like, oh, do you need help, sir? And he was like rolling towards them. And they were like, oh, do you need help? And he was like coming towards them really quickly. And they're like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden they like looked at each other and looked back and the guy was gone. But they saw him rolling really quickly towards them. And then all of a sudden he was gone, and then they got scared and ran back to the gymnasium with the rest of the old people, and everybody started like talking again like it was normal. And someone was like, oh my God, that's so shitty. So even in death as a ghost, you still have to be in a wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Isn't that true, though?
That's fair. If I'm a ghost, I'm not handicapped.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck yeah, a ghost is still stuck in that wheel.
Yeah.
Honestly, then.
It's so fucking funny. I was
thinking the same thing. Like, if you're an amputee, like, in living... and you die, like, are you still an amputee afterwards? Or do you, like, regenerate your limbs and they're back? You know what I mean?
I feel like if you were born without it, then you'll keep without it. If you were born without an arm and you lost it, then you would get your arm back.
Oh, that sucks. Good take, though.
Well, but you don't know what you're missing because you never had one. I guess that kind of sucks, too.
No.
It'd be like your left arm, just not on the right side.
Are going to hell. Oh my God.
My mom's an amputee. We joke about this.
Okay. Oh my like, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, oh, yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. You have experience.
Yeah. Really? So you stay the same, hey? I don't know why, but that comment was the first one because it was the most upvoted.
Yeah, of course.
Someone was like, this is what you got from the story.
I'm not.
And someone's like, that's a good point.
And everybody else upped it, being like, yeah, humor is what I got from the story.
Exactly.
That fucking sucks. You turned into a ghost, and you still have to be in that wheelchair.
Yeah. I thought the spirit plane was wheelchair accessible.
It's inclusive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, there is an escalator. How would you get your wheelchair on the escalator going up to heaven? You know what I mean?
It's called Stairway to Heaven.
But they'll need those chair lifts that go.
Yeah, yeah. And she'll buy me a chair lift to heaven.
We're going to hell. I'm so sorry, everybody. Like, we're not awful people. We are very macabre.
Macabre. So.
We're very macabre and morbid.
What is the word?
Macabre.
Oh, macabre. Yeah. I was like, Ray, is this R-E? And he said, we're very macabre. Yeah.
What did we learn this week?
You know exactly what I'm going to say. Yeah.
You can put soap on the end of a drill bit and it's still a good time. That's what I learned.
Charito.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Put anything on the end of a drill and it becomes a sex toy.
Pretty much. She just put the drill bit back when she wasn't using it. She just put her clitoris at the end and just zing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, oh dear. What did you learn, Sandy?
That's what I learned.
Oh, that was yours. Oh, my God. Mine is, if you are an amputee in life, you will be an amputee in death.
Yeah. Mine is, kids are creepy and they're even creepier when they see ghosts.
Yeah, absolutely. Which leads into my song of the week, which is Paranoid by Black Sabbath. Because I elected to record this episode before our next one because I want to forget everything we talked about because I'm really scared of the dark.
Oh, yes. You're having dreams tonight? No meat, no eggs.
Oh, oh my God, one. Yeah.
No meat, no eggs, yeah. I love talking to you guys about everything sad and happy. And I know that even when I go, I'll still be laughing. That's why I was thinking about Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
Aww.
Good song. Keeping on theme with ghosts, I chose the band Ghost and their popular song, Mary on a Cross.
Fun. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on social media at The Tangent Trio or email thetangenttrio@gmail.com. Stay scared, because I am. Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah, sleep tight.